Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
With a background of having been a self-taught carpenter by watching videos, starting a business and also evolving that to purchase necessary equipment, we joined on the line by the founder of Tablanka, literally Thabang Shinas, who joins us on the line this evening. Thabang, welcome to the show.
Good day. And good day to your listeners.
Don't be nervous, Thabang. We're excited to speak to you, hey? We are very excited.
I'm also excited.
I'm glad. So what is Tablanka, Kokas?
I'm the Thabang. So Tablanka is a combination of Thabang and Mablanka. So Tablanka.
Okay. So tell us again, how do Thabang as the person, Lima Blanca, Hore, Akopana Joang, how essentially did you, number one, teach yourself how to be a carpenter and even find the opportunity to decide for yourself that, this might be a good business opportunity for me to get into?
The inspiration came from watching videos of woodworking and always visiting the pages that are wood related. I also wanted to walk in the footsteps of my father because my father was a carpenter and a businessman.
So you had the background, you had the DNA. So when I le planka nje letsa mailan. I'm glad that you mentioned that, Thabang. But I'm keen to also understand, you say learning from YouTube, and some people get that very right and some people not so much. But you had to start somewhere by having the necessary equipment as well. Give us some background into the equipment, how you purchased that, startup capital, or maybe if there was some support from your father to gain the necessary skills that you needed.
Okay. When I started Tablanka, I didn't know how to operate a circular saw, angle grinder, a jigsaw, and others. But through online resources, I managed to create myself a table saw using an old door and a circular saw by watching YouTube videos. The starting off of my affordable laptop tables, I was doing assignments on my bed during lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized how much more convenient having a affordable laptop table would be. So after writing my exams, I said to myself, no, man, I have to try this. I went to the internet and searched for the price of a circular saw, and I got one for 700 at Micro, and the rest was history.
Sounds like you had a solid plan, eh? The rest is history, and you came up with the ideas. But as we know, it's not always that easy, right, Thabang, to make the right product, sell it to the right customer at the right price, make the right profit margin. How did you manage some of those dynamics, or did you have to, you know, adapt to the environment? Because as you say, it's been locked down, and things haven't been easy, Kanakoye.
And the other thing is I saw an opportunity because many people were working at home and students were busy with online learning. So I saw this as an opportunity because majority, when they're at home, they spend most of their time in their bed. So this was a great opportunity for me to grab with my both hands.
But so how did you manage that? Is there a good customer base and people that are willing to actually spend good money for your services? Because this is a hands-on job and a specialized skill.
The thing is, when I started I used a penetration pricing strategy.
What does that mean? Help us understand.
Okay, let me tell you. When I started I made my price, my product cheap, so that I can attract more customers.
Mm-hmm.
And after the one of okay, I have more customers, then I increase the price of my product. To one that there's a value for my product, then I increase the price of my product.
Speaking
an hour.
Makes sense. At least you have that flexibility. And that's quite important that I think a lot of entrepreneurs don't do. Some people tend to think my price is my price and that's it. Is there a lesson there that you'd like to share with entrepreneurs about being flexible, even when it comes to pricing?
I think when you're starting, if you're making an already existing product in the market, try to research or share, you must compare the price and then what I'm going to go before we have a conclusion call. I'm going to price my product this price.
Thabang, on the topic of pricing your product, competition is also tight. Hunalibo Builders Warehouse, Hunalibo Cash Build. People really have a lot of options for some of the products that you make. But how do you differentiate yourself to make sure that Google is pamanga? But I don't know, Tablanka is where we're spending our money versus the other stores.
Yeah. My product is very unique because it has a fat drawer with a cup holder. Then I try to make it extra with my work art. Then it's like if you can share, then I had the one with a black pattern, and I had the other one with the triangle pattern. It has blue and red, and the legs are foldable, and also the top of the table can be adjusted at any angle you want.
Okay, so you're meeting the needs of your clients by implementing different colors, different needs.
Yeah.
And that's a good question. Do people come back and say, hey, Thabang, you know, desk yaspana but unali mo isho tangteng, and then you realign it or add new designs to make it easy?
Every time when someone buys from me, then they get their product. I send them a review link, so that you can give me a feedback where I can improve my product.
And growth, Thabang, because as you say, you are adapting your product, you are pricing correctly.
Currently, I'm working with my family. Mm-hmm. I want this to be a family business because I got a whole. Also, support is important because currently I'm supplying the whole South Africa with this. This is my product. Today, I sent 10 tables to Gauteng.
Okay. And where are you based, Thabang?
I'm based in Bloemfontein, Morglands.
Ah, lovely. And how do you manage that dynamic? Because being based in Bloemfontein means your goods need to go on a truck. You need to pay for logistical costs and fees. And that also might impact your pricing to Gauteng or other provinces.
So I charge 100 rand for a courier fee. So if you place your order today, I send it with, after 2 days to Korea. And after send it to Korea, I send you the tracking number. Then you will get your product within working days from the Korea straight to your door.
Okay. It seems like you've got it all figured out, and that definitely works, Thabang. Thabang, I just found your website, and I'm keen to understand how many more South Africans can get a hold of you. Are you on social media? Are you on other platforms where people can easily send you an email and say, Abu Thabang, this is what I need?
Yes, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Thablanka. My WhatsApp number is 068-128-4550. Then on website, my website is www.thablanka.co.za. By the way, this website was created by me because I'm a computer information system student.
Look at you, Rufile Advertising. Yes. Come on, happy you, Mr. IT. And that's also important, Thabang, because you're teaching us a lesson, Khore. When you're an entrepreneur, you really need to have multiple skills, right? Is there any other surprises that you have, hidden talents that you have on the sidelines?
Yes. By the way, I got a new job, but then I'm employed now, so I have 2 lives now. I'm a student, I have a business, and I work.
I know, Pusha, Presa Panda. Pusha. Yeah, in all ways. Abu Thabang, such a pleasure speaking to you today. And thank you so much for joining us and giving us your time. For many people who want to see your products, they can log on to your website, thablanka.co.za. Definitely see the variety of products that you have on board. We're looking forward to your growth. Keep growing your business. And of course, you developing multiple skills as an entrepreneur, as a student, as an employee, and keep paying it forward, especially within the township economies that we serve in South Africa.
Can I please add one thing? Sure. So we as the Bloemfontein entrepreneurs, we came together. And we formed an organization called Bloom Entrepreneurs. So like this organization is going to help young people in Bloemfontein to grow their business and help each other with build a network of entrepreneurs. So on September, we're going to start a biggest street market in Bloemfontein CBD.
Perfect. Say that again, Bloom Entrepreneurs or Bloom Entrepreneurs.
It's a Bloom Entrepreneurs. Bloom-preneurs. So info is Bloemfontein Entrepreneurs. So the short name for our organization is Bloempreneurs.
Thabang, watseba we market a man. Definitely. Ala robala mole Bloemfontein. Ala robala. Arsebetseng kas.
Bloemfontein muti in economic hub of South Africa.
I win. Just, I think we need a horn for that one. Thabang Ralebo Holuntate, hey, really appreciate your time. That's Thabang Shinas. He's the founder of Taplanka, as you heard. Do visit the website. Great seeing that so many entrepreneurs locally are finding innovative ways of providing solutions to many challenges we have in South Africa, not only by working in carpentry, as Thabang has done, but also looking at the beauty industry, as we heard earlier from Uluve, and also Luve, who's from Zuri Online, but also from Mo's Home. That was one of our guests, Mo's Crib, excuse me, where we spoke to the co-founders there, helping us understand more about how woven baskets, something that we use every day in South African households, has now become a valuable home decor item in international stores. We always look to pay it forward. We always want to share stories about South Africans doing amazing things. So share your thoughts with us as well. Tweet at Kaya On Air, use the hashtag Kaya Biz, and tweet me at Kukumfupi.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.